Truth.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. Dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon her glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack.
Welcome back, folks. This is another edition of The Conquered Lantern. I'm your host, Maggie Rose. And you are listening to us live here on RBN Republic Broadcasting Network. That is at www.republicbroadcasting.org, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Some of you have also been listening to us on TalkStream Live. I want to say a big hello to my friends out there in Canada right now, up in Ontario, who have been writing to the Conquered Lantern and sharing some of their concerns about what is happening both in Canada and in the United States of America. I got up the other day and I did a live post on Facebook, which unfortunately, it looks like Facebook decided to take down. I have not done a live audio and visual for about almost just under 2 years since I was running as gubernatorial candidate for the state of Oregon. And where Kotek, Drazen, and Johnson wanted it to be known that there were three women making history by running for governor, and there was actually four of us. I was the fourth. They wanted to silence me, probably, as people told me, because I was over the target. And anybody who's speaking truth to power is a threat to not only to the globalists, but also to the old, both left-wing and right-wing establishments, many of them that use politics as a way to feather their nest, line their pockets, and make money, whether it's for them personally or for their businesses. Now, we have a lot of people in both parties, in the two main party system, that are what we call grifters. And one by one, we've been calling them out. You know, folks, you think that, you know, it's just the Biden crime family and all the shenanigans that went on there with the Bidens. We are discovering that happening here in the Northwest. And according to my sources and speaking with Juan O'Savin and the Trump team, they have told me that the two worst states in the union when it comes to corruption and politics and the unfairness, the uniparty, is both Washington State number one and Oregon number two. And you would have thought, oh, it would have been Chicago or Illinois, it would have been New York or California. No, it is Washington State and it is Oregon. Now, folks, one of the things that we've been able to uncover over the last few years is and talked about is the infiltration of the Communist Party into America. And when some people have asked me in the past, Maggie Rose, what do you mean by this? You know, we know that we have Chinese here. We know that, you know, they're going to try to take down America without having to fire a single shot from their guns. And that is true. You know, when we had the weather balloon that was going overhead, it was not a weather balloon. We now know it was like sort of like a spy camera type satellite. And it was taking pictures of all of our military bases, our old silos from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. And Biden sat back and did absolutely nothing until it was about to go over the Atlantic. And then it's like, okay, now we're going to shoot it down. This is because he is playing with the Chinese. I took an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America. For 35 years, I kept re-upping. And it was to defend the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I would consider the Bidens, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Pelosis, the Adam Schiffs, the McDonald's, Mitch McDonald. These are what I would consider domestic enemies number one. The Bill Gates. Okay. Up there, I would have the doctors and the scientists that were working with the Red Chinese in Wuhan, with the NIH, Fort Detrick, Maryland, with the people that are deeply embedded in the CIA, that all had a part in creating what we now call the coronavirus, which was made up of a cocktail of many, many different components. Later on in this two-hour show, we're going to be going over some of these things in detail, and I will be playing some tapes for you of people around the world that are speaking loudly, are saying we are not going to be silenced, and we want the American people, the Canadians, you and Australia to know that we are all in this fight together. This is just not a political or an NGO, non-governmental organization, political war that we have against many of these NGOs, these globalists. This is a spiritual war. This is the darkness against the light. And until people wake up and start becoming more of the awakened, there's no way that we can stand together and fight back against this. The globalists know that we are onto them. You know, there comes a point in time when sooner or later, those people that you care about, and you love, will hopefully wake up. For some people, it will be too late. It's the old expression as I used yesterday on my live feed, is don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up. It's called cognitive dissonance, folks. And we all have friends and family members that we could put into this category. Some of it is due to just outright not wanting to accept that our government or governments would do this to us, that our elected and appointed politicians would turn against their own American brothers and sisters like they've done. Now, we watched just a few days ago Biden give his State of the Union address, which we all know is normally done in January. But he did it the other day because of the fact that his people really didn't want to get him up there talking and having him make all his verbal blunders. And he still does a lot of boasting for things that he said he did that he didn't do and places he's been that he hasn't been and confusing up people's names and presidents of countries with others. I mean, shoot, he was even, you know, confusing his wife for a sister and a sister for his wife. You know, this is not showing me a leader who can keep two thoughts strung together cohesively. This is not someone I want as my president. And, you know, when you get right down to it, he is not our president. Maybe administratively, he is the figurehead for being our president. But someone like Obama or others are down in the basement with their little earplugs in, and they're trying to direct him what to say. And at times he either is not hearing them correctly, and then he is verbalizing something completely different, mumble jumble, than what they are directing him to say. You know, he has to have a prompter in front of him. He even stumbles with that. I loved it the other day. You know, I did not want to listen to that buffoon. And I call him that. I can do that now. I'm no longer in the military. And I am not beholden to having to keep silent about how I feel. My oath and my allegiance is to you, the American people. My oath and allegiance is to the people around the world that are waking up and saying, you know what? We do not have to lose our sovereignty. We do not have to go along with the globalist agenda. We know they are trying to depopulate the world's population because they think there's too many of us. Well, you know what? There may be too many in China. There may be too many in India. But you know what? Those two countries are responsible, or even in Japan, for their overpopulations. That is not here in America or up in Canada. But see, the globalists think that they are better than us. They seem to think because many of them have intermarried and kept the money in the family and have, you know, been born with gold or silver spoons in their mouth and rub shoulders with the beautiful people and eat caviar and drink champagne, that they are better than you and I. I'm sorry. But the man who is getting up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to go out maybe with his sons or grandsons and feed the cows and water the animals, much of it is meat that is put on the tables of those rich bitches, as I call them. These are the true heroes of America. These are the people to be admired and respected. The farmers, the truck drivers, the long distance truck drivers who deliver the food to the stores so we can get them to our dinner tables and feed our children when they come home from school at night and upon doing their homework. It is the truck drivers. It is the farmers. It is the ranchers. It is the small time communities where you have one little doctor in town, one dentist, who is there to serve all the people in his community. People that have gone into medicine, who are doing it because they care about the people they serve, not how much money they're going to be making. I don't have any respect any longer for the veterinarians in veterinarian medicine that only went into the veterinary medicine to see how much money they could rake in. Yeah, they have student bills. I get that. But you know what? To take advantage of people because they love their animals, their dogs and their cats. And for some people, their dogs and cats are their only family. And for veterinarian doctors and their clinical staff, instead of encouraging people spay and neuter their animals, they charge an arm and a leg for trying to get your dogs and cats spayed and neutered, for responsible pet ownership to spay and neuter their dogs and cats. Oh no, they will sit there and help contribute to the puppy mills and the kitty mills and the people that are raising, you know, their black Labradors, and they've maybe had their female, as they call them, females call them bitches, they've had their female bitch have 5, 6, or 7 late litters, and sometimes they can have up to 5, 6, 7 or more babies per litter. And then you bring those puppies in because you've got them AKC papered and whatever. You know, don't tell me AKC doesn't make money from all their activities that they do across the country. And you bring each puppy in and you have to have the puppy examined and have its puppy shots. And I'll tell you, if you bring in one litter of 6 or 7 puppies, that veterinarian is making a killing over that mama dog and her babies. And then, of course, the owner of the mother dog takes the dog home and is knocking these puppies out at $900 a piece for sale. Okay? And it's become a big money-making racket. I'm sorry, I don't have any respect for that. I don't have any respect for the people that are breeding dog after dog after dog to make money, and veterinarians encouraging it because they make so much money per puppy that's examined and has its shots. We have so many dogs and cats out there right now that we would be able to get spayed and neutered if the veterinarians would do it at a reasonable cost. The reason I'm bringing this up is because the veterinarians should be out there dedicated to health and welfare and animal medicine and husbandry. Instead, they're out there just trying to rake in as much money as they can and then making it impossible almost for some people to get their dogs and cats spayed and neutered because the veterinarians are pushing that cost up so high. So therefore, people allow their animals to run around and get pregnant, and they're having kittens left and right under people's porches and across the nation. And you've got the Humane Society and the no-kill animal protection right groups desperately trying to keep up. And then you've got some places like in Douglas County, Saving Grace, that came forward to the people in Douglas County, Oregon, and said, look, you know, we're going to do these fundraisers. We're going to bring in all this money, and we're going to rebuild the Animal Control Center. We're going to call it Saving Grace. And it will be a no-kill. And they did. They got all this money donated and raked in from around the state. And they built this beautiful state-of-the-art building. You walk in and you've got these sliding glass doors and you can see four or five cats running around inside each room that has kitty towers and everything. And you go to the next sliding glass door and there's another window looking into these cats. And you can, you know, walk around in these state-of-the-art, you know, cubicles that have been built for these animals. But what you don't know is that they have spent hours and hours and years killing animals that are brought into the shelter. Some of these animals maybe only can be there a day or two, up to 48 hours if they're lucky, before they're finally put down because they say, oh, this animal's not adoptable, and people don't like black cats because they're superstitious. So the poor black cats, they don't last very long. Oh, and if it's a chihuahua or it's a pet bull, that animal doesn't have very long. It seems to be that chihuahuas and pet bulls are the least two popular pets out there. And so they end up being euthanized very quickly. You've got people out there working for the Humane Society and the no-kill shelters. Those are the heroes. Many times reaching in their own pockets to try to pay to keep some animals alive, desperately trying to find foster homes across the nation. Some people going overseas to rescue the Kogi dogs in Korea, because even though Korea says that they don't allow dogs to be killed for meat, for human consumption, there are still places over there where it's going on and it's being covered up. The heroes across this nation that we don't talk about, the people that go into the schools to read to the children, to volunteer their hours and their time, the people that volunteer their hours in places where, in order to be able to keep up with the demand of trying to help these animals, some of them that can never be released back to the wild, you've got volunteerism. We don't have the kind of volunteerism encouraged in the United States of America that we had many years ago. Young people are not being as strongly encouraged to volunteer in their communities or in their state or in their country or even overseas like they used to be. It used to be that it was quite a feather in your cap if you volunteered for the Peace Corps. You've got Doctors Without Borders that, because of the Nurses Association for the Registered Nurses, they have such a strong lobbying group that, as they say, shit rolls downhill. So where the doctors many times will, you know, begrudgingly say, okay, well, you know, we're going to put up with our registered nurses. The registered nurses are treating the licensed vocational nurses, the licensed practical nurses, like they're second-class nurses. So when the Doctors Without Borders is desperately in need of nursing, qualified nursing, educated nursing staff, they won't take you if you're not at least a 2, 3, or 4 year RN. They won't take you if you're an LVN or LPN. I remember a judge one time asking a question regarding what kind of nursing was being done. And when he was told, oh, a licensed nurse, a licensed practical nurse, his attitude was, oh, well, you know, then you're not a real nurse. And this is the misconception in the professions across the board. Somebody said to me one time, well, how can a person not be a real nurse when they're a licensed vocational or licensed practical nurse in their state? They've probably gone through at least 2 years of prerequisites. Nursing school is anywhere from 12 to 17 months. And then you have to graduate your nursing program. And then you go and take the state boards. And the state boards can last anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. And you have to maintain a certain score to pass the nursing board. And then when you pass the nursing board as an LVN or LPN, a licensed practical nurse or licensed vocational nurse, then you have to go and get your license. And every 1 to 2 years, you have to knock out at least 30 units of credit, what they consider CEUs, and turn that in with your fee to your respective state to get your license renewed for another 2 years. So how is it that registered nurses or doctors or even judges can consider the LVNs or LPNs they're not real nurses? I don't know, folks. It's another kind. I wouldn't call it racism, but it's called discrimination. And unfortunately, there is not the kind of respect for the professions that there should be, there ought to be, and there used to be. We have a lot of people out there, both RNs and LVNs, that are not getting paid, but giving back to their community and volunteering, mentoring others. Again, people need to get back into the mindset that we need volunteers. Volunteerism is what can make the world go around. And we need to raise our children and our grandchildren to appreciate what they have and be willing to give back to their society, to their community, to their state. Well, here on the Concord Lantern, I believe that my job here is not to entertain you. If you're turning in to the Concord Lantern to be entertained, you're in the wrong place. The Concord Lantern is a place that I try to educate myself so I can educate you. I try to keep my finger on the heartthrob of what's going on, not just in my own community, in my own state, but around the nation, around the world. I have a few friends in Australia, wonderful, wonderful women and men that really care about what happens to us here in the United States, as well as in their own country of Australia. They understand that what little freedoms we have in America, we are losing very quickly because so many Americans, maybe not you who's listening to the show, you're listening to the show because you're becoming awakened or you have been awakened, but they know that we have family and friends that are still asleep at the wheel. And my advice that I've given to people in the past is you try to present it to your family, your friends, your children, your adult children. And if they close you down, they call you names, they walk away from you, they vilify you, they blackball you, then all you can do is do what I finally had to do. Every once in a while, I'll send something to one of my family members in the occupied state of California, or I will send something to one of my siblings in the occupied state of Hawaii on the island of Oahu. And from what I've been told, they pretty much blocked me, so they probably don't get it. Another one of my adult children said, oh, you know, just tell mom that we don't read anything she writes. It just goes into a kind of like a file, automatically like into a spam folder. Okay, so once I realize that this is what's going on, I understand that they are on their own. Those children, those siblings, they don't belong to me. We happen to have maybe been born in the same family. Maybe, as one person said one time, those of us born in the same families were, you know, it's just an accident of birth. And if that's the way he wants to take it, that's fine. We've done our best to try to alert them, to warn them, to wake them up. And if they're not going to listen, they're not going to ask questions, they're not even going to do their own research. They want to practice that don't confuse me with the facts my mind is made up, or they want to live in a world of cognitive dissonance. All we can do is pray for them and move on. Because we could be beating our heads against a wall, and as much as we love and care about them, they obviously don't love and care about themselves enough, or they don't love and care about us enough to say, well, you know, this loved one has been sharing these things with me for a while, and they're not doing it in the spirit of fear-mongering, and they're not doing it in a threatening way. They're saying, hey, listen, here's some information. You don't have to believe what I'm sharing with you. You don't have to believe anything I'm telling you. Just take this and go research for yourself. You know, folks, that's the only way people are going to really get it, is that they are forced to turn off their boob tube TVs, and they're going to go do a little bit of research, and not doing all this research by listening to Microsoft, which has taken over all of our computers and all, you know, most of our social media, not listen to CNN or NBC or ABC or CBS or MSNBC, but actually go to other sources that they can discover for themselves that are trying to present both sides of the issue. One American News is a great place to go. I love One American News. It's one of the most patriotic news channels that we have here in the United States of America. And those of you overseas, you can usually pull it up on, I don't know if you have Roku or what you have overseas, but on the internet, I think you can even purchase for like $5.99 a month or something to get the One American News up-to-date news that's happening here in the U.S. and around the world. Newsmax, I've cared a lot about that too. Years ago, people were telling me about other news channels, which I found out later were a little bit nefarious, so I don't follow them. But One American News is my definite to go to if I want to find out what's going on. The folks here on the Concord Lantern, anyway, it's to educate, inspire you, hopefully, and motivate you to get off your little derrieres and get out there and actually start looking into things for yourself and participating. 107 was in Mar-a-Lago the other day, and we had a conversation going on between him and myself and two others. And he was telling me about what was going on in Mar-a-Lago, and his word of advice to all of us, and this is not just here in the United States, but for you Pac Woman in Australia and Helen and all the rest of you out there, you know, Helen up in Canada, is we need to stay close to home, get to know our neighbors and friends like they did back in the 40s and 50s, remember? You know, someone would move into the neighborhood and you bring them a pie, and your neighbor next door would bring them a casserole the next evening, and your neighbor down the street would bring them a salad maybe that evening. You know, get to know your neighbors, talk to them. We need to take back our countries with an S, one town, one city, one county, one state at a time. Work at a grassroots level within your community in an environment that you're familiar with, people and traditions and culture that you're familiar with within your community. No marching across the country to protest so they can set up another web net. We'll be right back, folks. This is Maggie Rose, and you're listening to the Concord Lantern here on Republic Broadcasting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My goodness. Okay, folks, you're listening to the Conquered Lantern here on republicbroadcasting.org or at www.talkstreamlive. And let's see what I got going on here right now. I'm looking up something that somebody sent me. And I know that we have a lot of people listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, you know, but we could use a lot more listeners, folks, because we're trying to awaken people. There's other live streaming radio stations out there and podcasters and everything, and we're all trying to wake up the masses, and we all have our favorites that we like to listen to. But for those of you that want to call into the show and make a comment, it will be in an hour and a half, actually an hour from now. An hour from now, if you want to call into the show, And let's see, yes, an hour from now, you can call area code 512-242-8252, or you can call in toll-free 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. But we would really prefer if you please could call into area code 512-248-8252 if you want to make a comment or ask a question on the air. And that will be 1 hour from now and the last 30 minutes of the Concord Lantern Show. Again, don't call in right now, about an hour from now. Again, that number is area code 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Folks, I want to thank many of you right now that have donated to Republic Broadcasting Network and even have donated in the name of my show, The Concord Lantern. This show is really not my show. It's not, like I said, I don't look upon it as a show. I look at it as a place to come to get educated and hear what is going on around the nation, and especially in two of the worst states in the union, Washington State and Oregon State. And so I think it's really important that we people keep each other apprised of what's going on. I know my friend Pac-Woman knows that many of the things happening in the United States is going to end up affecting other people around the world, that if we don't stand up to what's going on, we're going to lose our country and we're going to lose the world. As Trump said, you've got to finish the problem. He said this on Fox News on Tuesday when he was asked about the war. He also said, quote, "You had a horrible invasion that took place that would have never happened if I was president." Folks, that is the truth. This happenings here that's taking place along our southern border would have never happened if Trump had been the president, or if we'd had a really conservative person in the White House that cared about America. Biden does not care about America. He cares about his family legacy of how much money he can make for his brothers and his sons and, you know, his sister-in-laws and everybody else. The Biden crime family, as we call them, have been selling America out for more than 40 years. And we, the people, need to say enough is enough, and we're putting our foot down. We're not going to take it anymore. So for those of you that want to call here again in an hour, that'll be area code 512-248-8252. And thank you, those of you that have sent donations to Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to continue to donate to help pay for my airtime and help pay for keeping our equipment updated and help pay for the very small staff we have that are keeping things running, 7 days a week as far as shows and information, please do so. I do want to say something to some of you out there that have basically tried to attack my show or, say that, you know, Maggie is going along with the white supremacist, racist, whatever. You people are not conservative. You're not Christian and you're not Republican. And I don't think you're Constitution Party or Libertarian or Independent Party either. I think you people are the distractors that are trying to help the New World Order take down America. So you can go ahead and attack me and, attack the show or say that there's other people here on RBN that are totally against what my message is. And that's okay. They have the right to freedom of speech as well as I do. But I do more than just freedom of speech. I do my homework and I do my research. I don't just read a bunch of books that have been written by people that all believe only one way. I will believe always that it is important that you read books from different sources. It can be on one topic, but different points of view. You better read books about that one topic, but from people with different points of view. That's the only way you're going to become well-grounded. That's the only way you're going to become well-informed. And then at the end of the day, whatever you choose to believe, whatever you choose to do, whatever resonates with you, God bless you. I wish you all the best. If you don't like what I'm having to say, you don't need to come up and attack. You don't need to get in the chat room and attack. All you need to do is turn me off. All right?
I am not here to entertain you, and I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. Because there's times I'm going to be telling you things that you don't want to hear. And your life experiences, whatever they may be, however you were raised or whatever it is you've been doing as an adult, are your life experiences. And I'm not here to discredit those or minimize those life experiences. You've had yours and I've had mine, and they probably have not been all the same type of life experiences. That doesn't mean that you have the right to come up and tell me that what I saw, what I experienced wasn't true, and that I'm completely misinformed, and that I'm out to lunch. Again, like Jeff Bennett and I have both said to each other and to others, we are not here to entertain you. This is not a show to just entertain or stir up your blood pressure. It is a program to hopefully educate you to looking at other sides of issues and or to see things that otherwise you may not be discovering on your own. And we're here to inspire you to continue to educate yourself. Only through educating yourself every day can you continue to grow. And then hopefully motivate you to get out there and do something. And I would just start in your local community. That's where it starts. Now, one of the things that I have been wanting to present here is to go back to the issues. Oh, this is really funny. Crystal Hill, she's in the Northwest, just sent a copy of this front book. It's the front cover of a book. Do you all remember Dr. Seuss? I remember reading Dr. Seuss to my five children when they were little growing up. And I've even read Dr. Seuss to my grandchildren, to two of them anyway. And this one here, Crystal Hill sent, it's so funny. It looks like it's the front cover of a Dr. Seuss book, and it's called A Guide to Gobbledygook. A Guide to Gobbledygook, G-O-B-B-L-E-D-E-Y-G-O-O-K, by Dr. Seuss. And it's showing what looks like it's either a bull or I don't know. It's definitely, it's not an elk. It looks like it's probably a bull, a cow. And it says, oh, the bullshit you'll hear, woo, elections draw near. Again, it says, oh, the bullshit you'll hear, when, W-H-E-N, elections draw near. And that is exactly what we've been discovering with Biden. When he got up and gave his, what we call his State of the Union address, all he was doing was screaming and yelling and insulting Republicans, insulting Trump, insulting MAGAs. You know, it reminded me of the time he was in his basement, literally telling people, if you don't vote for me in 2020, then you ain't black. What an insult to my brothers and sisters that served in the military with me that were black or called black American. What an insult to people across the country that have black heritage. What an insult to my maid of honor and my bridesmaids that all three of them were black. Just because I'm white doesn't mean that I should see skin color. These are people I served in the military with. These were people, soldiers that I served with and I respected. Their skin color is not a reason to either accept them or to reject them. So when Biden says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, what an insult. He's sitting there and standing there in his basement insulting anybody who's conservative. He's getting up the other day at the State of the Union address and insulting the Supreme Court of the United States of America because they did the right thing. They are not there to make law. They are there to interpret law and to make sure that we, the people, can enforce the law. So his attacking the Supreme Court was totally wrong. He is the most divisive president I have ever, ever experienced in my lifetime. Jimmy Carter wasn't that great of a president. He's a good old boy from the South. You know, did a lot of good in creating homes for habitat for people. You know, but Ronald Reagan was okay. Clinton and his wife were monsters. At least his wife is. Obama was there in the White House totally illegitimately. Had absolutely no right whatsoever to be in the White House. He, if anything, was a naturalized citizen, and a naturalized citizen cannot be in the White House. And yet you, the American people, did not in unison stand up against it. And so we had to put up with him for years and the damage he's done to America. His hatred and his racism towards Americans and Christians in general. It is very important that we, the people, take a stand in 24 to assure that what happened to us through the Clinton administrations, the corrupt Bush administrations, both of them, and the corrupt Obama administration, and now here with the Biden administration. Have we not had enough of the Clinton, Obama, Bush, and Biden policies? That all they've done is create war after war to make money for themselves and their friends? I have something that I wanted to play for you here. And it has to do with what is going on with the jabs. And this is a very important two-part with Candace Owens of through Prager University and with Dr. Stella Emanuel. I'm going to play first what we would call here would be part one with Candace Owens and with Dr. Emanuel.
Gentlemen, we are rolling into another episode of the Candace Owens Show. There is a meme that I love about COVID-19. Is a patient going to their doctor and they ask the doctor, "Doctor, how long will these lockdowns last?" To which the doctor replies, "How am I supposed to know? I'm a doctor, not a politician." I thought that was so hilarious and spot on given everything we have seen with COVID-19. It seems that this virus is quite political, quite divisive and interesting, because you would think that we'd be allowed to hear more than one perspective from a doctor. No matter what you have, you're allowed to see another doctor for a different opinion. But what has been so unique about COVID-19 is that we have seen doctors censored, doctors shut down, doctors libeled, doctors smeared for having the wrong opinion. I have one such doctor with me today, Dr. Stella Emanuel, a physician in Texas. Welcome to the Candace Owens Show.
Thank you, Candace, for having me. I'm really honored to be here, and I love you, so I think we're going to have fun.
I think we will. Yes. I remember seeing this video, and I'm just trying to jog the memory of my viewers. There was a video that went absolutely viral, and it was right around the time where no one was allowed to go against the mainstream narrative, and we're all going to die from COVID-19, and they're acting like this is the bubonic plague, and there was a coalition of doctors standing and talking about their experiences actually treating COVID-19 patients, of which you sort of led the charge and said that you were having a tremendous amount of success treating patients with hydroxychloroquine. And wow.
Yeah, that was a watershed moment.
It was a watershed moment.
Basically, before then, everybody, I would say the whole world was locked down in fear. The whole world, you know, because in the history of viral videos, initially when we started out, it was like doctors, and then very soon it practically just clicked my clip and kept showing it over and over, and Facebook jumped on it, was taking it down, Twitter was taking it down, YouTube was taking it down. The more they took it down, the more viral it went.
So that was the thing. It's like I hadn't even thought to watch the video. And then because it was censored, and I thought to myself, why would doctors be censored? I went to then go pursue the video, and people were emailing it around too. So forget the social media. It was going viral. Yeah, watch this. I'm taking this down.
They were taking it down. It was an amazing moment. But, you know, let me kind of say how I build it up to that. You know, I'm from Cameroon, West Africa. I've been in this country for close to about 28 years. I trained in Nigeria. Calabar, University of Calabar. I took care of patients with, we used hydroxychloroquine, mefloquine, camoquine. We used most of the creams to give them to pregnant women, to children, to babies, to old people. So these are things that I'm used to. In fact, back home, our parents used to give it to us, as we call it Sunday medicine. Every West African will know what I mean when they hear Sunday medicine.
Sunday
medicine. Okay. For malaria. So we took it for malaria prophylaxis, and everybody took it on Sunday. My parents right now, they're in their late 70s. They're actually on, they've been taking flavoquine for years, just right. to prevent malaria. So it was something that I was used to. It wasn't something that just came out of the rabbit hole. So, because some people think, well, the girl just thought about hydroxychloroquine and jumped on it. But so when COVID started, I was in Texas. I mean, my career kind of went all over the place. I did general medicine in Africa. When I came here, the first residency I got into was pediatrics, so I did pediatrics. But when I finished my residency in pediatrics in New York, once Lebanon, I moved to Louisiana, and I opened a pediatric practice. And then I started working in emergency room, giving my general practice skills, not just keeping general practice skills, becoming really skilled in taking care of urgently sick patients. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that for years. In fact, for the past 4 years, I actually stopped clinic practice, and I just did ER for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. About this time last year, I opened a practice in Texas. And I think that, you know, I'm a preacher, so everything in my life is kind of planned. You know, people think I just showed up. I didn't just show up.
Well, I've been fighting this battle. You can't just show up to be a doctor. So any idea that you came out of nowhere, it is not easy to become a doctor. Yes. It's certainly not easy when you're starting your career in Cameroon,
yes,
Africa, and then coming into America, not a very easy transition.
Yes.
You got so many barriers ahead of you. You come to this country, you do your residency, you do the right thing. It's not so, any person pretending you came out of nowhere.
She's not a real doctor because she has an accent. I was saying, yeah.
And that's not.
So folks, that is the beginning of an interview with Dr. Stella Emmanuel out of Texas, Immanuel, and Candace Owens. I'm going to be playing the entire interview possibly next week for a good part of at least one of the 2 hours. It's really important because she's talking about the COVID-19. She knows it was a bioweapon. She knows what the globalists were trying to do. And she has a practice in Texas. And she also has a website you can go to, Dr. Stella Emmanuel, Immanuel. That is just one of the interviews that I was watching recently between Candace Owens and Dr. Stella Emmanuel that I found was really a fascinating interview. And some of the information that she came up with, I had no idea about. Here is something else here that was being shared with this gentleman. He is talking about what is going on here in the United States and that we have a war going on.
The daily flight, the Mahan Air flight from Tehran to Caracas, getting rebadged as Venezuelans and then walking north. I'm sure they've embedded a lot of cells across the United States to do exactly that, to respond inside America if the U.S. gets into open conflict with Tehran.
Let's play this again. Let's see. Here we go. I guess it's not good. This is a former Navy SEAL officer. What's behind Joe Biden's hesitancy in dealing with the Houthi issue in Yemen?
The statistical guarantee that terrorists have come across the southern border. I think that's one of the reasons the Biden administration has been so pathetic in responding to now hundreds of Iranian attacks against U.S. personnel, against U.S. ships by the Houthis or even by other Iranian proxies, because they're so worried about the Iranians that for probably 2 decades have been flying on the daily flight, the Mahan Air flight from Tehran to Caracas, getting rebadged as Venezuelans and then walking north. I'm sure they've embedded a lot of cells across the United States to do exactly that, to respond inside America if the U.S. gets into open conflict with Tehran.
Folks, you can watch the entire interview on Epic TV. That's Epic News on TV. And who you just heard was a former USA Navy SEAL officer discussing what he believes is behind Joe Biden's hesitancy in dealing with the Houthi issue in Yemen. Again, you can go to epochtv.com. That's epochtv.com if you want to see the entire interview. Again, I want to thank those of you that are enjoying the Concord Lantern. If you have any questions or concerns, you can go to my old email address, which is the new Concord Hour with Maggie at hotmail.com, and put your questions in there, or if there's certain topics you want to hear or information you want more of. For those of you preppers that have been contacting me, yes, I'll be doing a show on prepping, an entire hour on prepping. Again, go to the old email address, the new Concord Hour with Maggie at hotmail.com. It's all spelled out, the new Concord Hour with Maggie at hotmail.com. Folks, we'll be right back. This is Maggie Rose and the Concord Lantern here on RBN Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, thank you for your donations.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.